This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on The Score.
Hey, it's my first game.
You're good. Don't worry about it. All good. If any of those radio losers clip it and try to make fun of you, nobody cares about them anymore.
You know what?
Okay, before we get started here, I would just like to say something. I'm the biggest loser because everybody forgets that that was a Sports Sunday promo, which was the show I was actually on for a while. And I work with you and John Triffin at the time, and I get really frustrated by that. So let it be known that I was the biggest loser of all.
Wow. That's amazing.
Some would argue that I still am the biggest loser of all.
I didn't even remember that that's what the context was.
So then I saw the article from Jeff Agrest in the Sun-Times, and again, I'm like, it was a Sports Sunday promo!
And you were theoretically one of the radio losers. No, I mean, I think...
But I was also the TV loser. I was the loser.
Look, we were not alone in playing clips of John Triffin not knowing Chicago stuff. You know? Like, there were a lot of people that did it. I'm told that even the flagship did it. Right? Shane, do you remember that? I think...
Yes.
They were not happy. Yeah.
Yeah. So even the flagship did it. And, and we played stuff when, like... Hey, you know, the time he asked Steve Stone about, you know, why are the fans booing Javi Baez? Help me out with that. You know, the stuff like that. Like, that was a rough moment. You know, what broke me was Bill Veeck. That was the one that broke me.
That was Harry Carey Day, right?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah,
and he, instead of talking about Bill Veeck, he talked about Bill Veeck. And I'm like, man, you've had the job for a while now. You got to know. Because that's one of the most important people in Chicago baseball history, you know, for a wide variety of reasons. So... that was the one that broke me, and I certainly talked about it. But John Triffin did not really want to talk to radio people last year.
And was awful reporting by a non-reporter and a radio station in town, unfortunately, went with it because that's just what they do. But
no, it's just because I had the right information, dumbass.
Again, it was a Sports Sunday promo, everybody.
No. Yeah, that was Shane. He was
going after you
on that one.
I'm so, just being silly.
But there's like... So I did not enjoy having to be where I particularly was, but like we're telling the truth about stuff and just kind of dealing with it. But like I went and tried to talk to John Triffin, and he did not want to talk to me, extended my hand, and he did not want to shake my hand at Wrigley Field because of some stuff that I guess I had said or whatever. And that was an unfortunate moment and an unfortunate choice. I hope that we will get a chance to talk. John did talk to Inside the Clubhouse. And it was a really good interview, really good stuff with Bruce Levine and Ryan McGuffey this past Saturday. And good for John Triffin for doing it. And here is part of that conversation. Does this have Bruce's question? All right. So Bruce said, because John talked about some of the troubles in last year. And then Bruce asked him about, you know, I think none of us, we didn't expect you to be the street fighter that you were. And Bruce is referencing him being combative with some of the criticism. And here's what John had to say.
All right. So everyone knows I'm from New York. So I have that kind of grittiness about myself. Also, I've always been an underdog my whole life. I mean, nobody really expected much of me. I was a pitcher who didn't throw very hard in high school, and I was trying to, you know, be a D1 player. I got hurt, didn't know what I was going to do with my life. I went into sports, and then I did news, and everything. I've always been trying to just prove people wrong my whole life. So I've always had that fighting, competitive spirit. So I came in as the new guy, and obviously I didn't know Chicago, and I let that be known that I wanted to learn the city. So I felt like when people were taking jabs and throwing shots at me, I felt like that was my competitiveness going back at people, like, hey, I understood what the assignment was, and I'm trying to get to know the city. But I realized halfway through the season that that wasn't the best approach, right? Like, yes, I want to be competitive. Yes, I want to prove people wrong. But at the end of the day, I have to prove things to myself. And I was felt like early on in my broadcast the season, I was trying to prove too much to too many different people. And when people were dissecting the broadcast and playing clips, I felt like I was so nervous to make a mistake that, oh my God, someone's going to play a clip of me messing up this or messing up that. And then halfway through, especially around the All-Star break, I got to the feeling of, look, if tomorrow is my last broadcast, I want to have fun with it. I want to enjoy this experience. So, Bruce, when you talk about me going to the pregame and talking to the managers and the players and being in the dugout, and then after the game's over, going back in and listening to the manager and listening to the postgame stuff, that was my little kid coming out and just saying, look, I have access that most people don't get access to. Why not enjoy the most of this? Why not soak it all up and get as much information as I can? Why not walk around the stadium? Why not just sit in the dugout and just look out onto the field and just take in this entire experience? Because nobody knows how long we have in this environment. It's a very high-pressured world, professional sports. So just have fun with it. And I think for me, that was the theme in the second half. And when I had more fun with it, it allowed me to just naturally tune out all the outside noise. And I realized that to have that true confidence, a lot of confidence actually comes from failure. So you can't shy away from mistakes and shy away from failure. Mm-hmm. So I found that my confidence came from within and myself. And I think that's where my excitement also comes from heading into year two.
Well, look, first of all, good for him. Talk about how hard it was. Talk about what you think you could have done better, as he did earlier in the interview. And I love that he's trying to explain himself from his perspective of, you know, being a kid or being with a chip on his shoulder and everything like that. And then he pivots to having fun and tuning out the outside noise. So that doesn't sound like a guy who wants to come on. Doesn't sound like a guy who wants to come on and talk directly with people, which I would welcome, but it takes a while to get comfortable doing that. Like, I'd be fine if he wants to come on. That's where we would come in, and like he could MF us. Like, he could tell us what he thought we got wrong. Like, doing that directly would be really, I think, smart and like healthy,
endearing.
Because I would stand by some of the criticism that I had made, but I'd be open to hearing his perspective and considering, you know, some more empathy or more sympathy and just like backing off on some stuff. I think he would do himself a lot of favors by doing that. So let's extend the invite, Shane. Let's please extend the invite. You're shaking your head. You don't want to? I very much want to. And it's like, I would love to have a direct exchange about it. I'm not sure that he would want to, but anyway, the overall thing is good for him for addressing this stuff, and just kind of dealing with it. Cause life is life, man. It's like, none of us are going anywhere, thankfully. So let's talk.
Well, it's funny because you and I know, like, we know that your time is not what you think it is sometimes in certain jobs in this business. We understand that.
Yep.
And for him to say that, I appreciate it. I did think that when he said Bill Veeck's name wrong, I thought if that were me, I would have gotten eviscerated for it. You know, people say I say things that I didn't say.
Sure.
You know, and that happens to you and I both.
Sure. I can think of things that I got wrong early on in my radio career, right, here, that exposed like a lack of knowledge, and it was embarrassing. It was brutal.
Or you just try to do better. And I do think it takes an entire baseball season to get better. Like, I'm not the same broadcaster I was when I first had my first field reporting job with the Padres. Like, mm-hmm. I understand that. But I appreciate him coming on. It was a great episode of Inside the Clubhouse for many reasons. John Greenberg was on. That's about the like hour, you know, it was overnight on Friday when the Ishbia news broke. So,
and I was on right after John Schriffen. I should have hopped on early. Should have just crossed. Get them all together, man. Because like, I'd love to talk to him. And maybe if it's here or it's on the PBP, like, I know how hard the job is. I just did the job, and I'm not thrilled with some of the ways I did the job over the weekend. You know what I mean? Like, it is difficult to do that job. There's so many levels going on and so many plates spinning.
Right.
And we all come to that job with different strengths. Like, I'm a comfortable broadcaster. But when it comes to the technical parts of play-by-play,
sure.
It is a battle, man.
And the running stats you have to keep and things like that. Like, we don't have staff to help us with that part of the job.
Right, but he's great at like some of the technical play-by-play stuff because he's done it, you know?
In multiple sports.
Yes, for sure. So there's different things. I'd love to talk to him. So we'll extend the invite, and good for him for getting out there and having conversations.
The PBP was, I think that would be a great spot too, but it's also why fans like him. Fans like him because he does have those conversations with them at tailgates and things like that. So to have the conversation, I think, with us was really cool. But yeah, I still contend that I was the biggest loser because that was a Sports Sunday promo. Just saying.
Understood. Glad we dialed that in appropriately. When we come back, some big time removals from the Bears roster since the last time we talked. And also the finalization of the coaching staff is another thing I haven't talked about with you.
And a front office promotion that I think deserves some discussion.
All right, so let's catch up on all of that before Dan Hayes educates us on the new Sox owner, owner-to-be. Yeah, owner-to-be. So we'll do all
that
next hour.
Are we anointing him like that?
I mean, we'll ask Dan if we
should. New Sox heavy. Yeah. He's a new Sox heavy.
It's 670 The Score. Spiegs and Layla on the Spiegel and Holmes Show.